This episode of the MGMA podcast is brought to you by Walmart Business. It's the Walmart you love, now for business. Get everything you need for your staff and patients in one place. Enjoy big savings on health and safety products, cleaning supplies, over-the-counter medications, and much more. And don't forget the break room snacks. Create a free account today and start shopping at business.walmart.com. That's business.walmart.com. Well, hey, everyone. Daniel Williams here, senior editor at MGMA, host of the MGMA Podcast Network. We are back for another episode of MGMA Week in Review. We've got editor and writer Colleen Luckett with us. Colleen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Daniel. How is everyone?
I hope they're all well. So we that time of year.
I was just telling
you offline that I'm just getting over like a 3 week cold or 3 weeks something. It happens for sure.
I'm wondering how many of our members who attended the leaders conference are feeling that.
hope all of y'all are well out there.
Yeah.
So we've got some really cool information for everybody. Colleen, as always, has rounded up a lot of really cool content. Looks like we've got a couple of pieces today to discuss. I may throw in my 2 cents worth because some of these I'm familiar with. But Colleen, let's get started then. What's our first action item here we want to discuss?
Yeah, we're kind of back in the AI realm, generative AI. So yeah, last week, of course, we chatted a bit about the oh-so-sexy topic of generative AI in healthcare. And you said you interviewed Dr. Scott Cullen. We talked about him a little bit. Well, we just also published his companion article that he wrote. It's on the MGMA website. It's called It's Time to Build Healthcare's AI-Enabled Future. And I especially liked his insights about just the vast possibilities for generative AI. So as opposed to past automation and AI technologies being more limited to, you know, specific use cases. So they're just unlimited possibilities. So it's really exciting. Be sure to check that one out. And, you know, as we sort of alluded to last week and what you've been hearing, if you aren't thinking about AI for your practice, you're already behind. So definitely check that out. You can find it, of course, on our main MGMA page. Go to the main page, click on Practice Resources at the top. Then under the Insights bucket, click on Articles, and you'll see Dr. Cullen's article there. Along with a lot of our other recently published articles, you'll find topics on, you know, addressing DEI in your medical practice, to innovative staffing ideas, and even some of the latest 2024 coding changes we've talked about lately. Be sure to check out all that content there. Also, Daniel, as we said, you interviewed Dr. Cullen, and that podcast is now available, right?
It is, yeah. And I actually pulled up his article while you were talking. I just wanted to share something here. Colleen was alluding to some of the highlights from that article. Again, it's easy to find, and we will also be posting a direct link to it. You can access it, of course, through Practice Resources and then Articles, or click directly through the link. But I'm just going to read you some of the last little bit that Dr. Cullen writes about. He says, look, make no mistake, healthcare AI is here. It's advancing at a rapid pace. Current implementations may be focused primarily on non-clinical areas such as revenue cycle, prior authorization, and patient communications, but broader clinical adoption is not far off. And I'll stop there as far as that article is concerned, but I want to tell y'all, I mean, just from a personal standpoint, you know, I read a lot of the media reports about AI and, oh my gosh, the machines are going to take over and all that stuff. I mean, that's one way to think about it. But the other one is, it is an incredibly useful tool. We're developing a couple of different books at MGMA through our book division, and we're just doing some early research right now. And there is a chat bot or whatever inside of Poe, which is one of the AI platforms that's out there. It's like Edgar Allan Poe, P-O-E, highly recommend it. If you do, click on a little button that says explore, and then it will allow you to search in real time actual links of peer-reviewed articles on particular topics. We're actually developing a chapter for a book on healthcare IT. And so we're trying to dig into that. We're trying to dig into AI. We're trying to dig into telemedicine, remote patient monitoring, all those different aspects out there. And I'm going to tell y'all, it has been an incredible time saver for me. Now, the one thing to remind myself and anybody listening is you have to pay attention to it. You can't just put in a prompt and then publish it. You got to fact check it. You've got to know what you're talking about and fact check it. If there are responses in there that just seem odd to you, research them and question the AI. I've actually had AI, I think you're wrong here. And then they go, oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, you are correct. Thanks for finding that for me. So anyway, wanted to throw that 2 cents out there. So anything else on AI? You ready to move forward?
Oh,
what do you want to do?
Just follow up, just say I'm also very intrigued and I am in love with ChatGPT. I have the number four version.
Yeah.
And I just love it. I just use it for all kinds of things. And even with my editing, you know, and like you said, though, it doesn't do the work for you. Again, it's right. Just a great assist. So I don't think we should be too worried yet.
No, I think the people, and I believe Dr. Cullen talks about this, but I think you just said it as well, Colleen, that the ones who don't utilize AI will be left behind. And I think about it that way, that if you can utilize these tools, it's a differentiator for you as a practice administrator or whatever your role is in healthcare, because it is, as we know, that bandwidth of time narrows and shortens, and any edge we can get to do our jobs more efficiently is helpful. And with myself and Colleen as writers and editors, boy, do I lean on it heavily right now. So it's super helpful.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
One more thing. I was just editing an article for our upcoming MGMA Connections magazine. It's coming up in January. And it's another article about AI, but I just wanted to let everyone know it runs down a lot of the practical applications in healthcare that I found really interesting. Probably, you know, a lot of our members have already implemented these, but if not, it has a lot of great ideas for actual real world applications. So keep a lookout for that issue coming up in January.
Okay, perfect. So for our next piece, and we often like to refer to MGMA stat polls in our weekend review. One of the main reasons is it's the best way to be interactive with the MGMA members and hear what is top of mind to y'all. I'll turn this over to you now, Colleen. What did we do in the poll this week? What did we ask?
Yeah, so this week's question was, how has patients' time to appointment or access changed this year? So addressing patient access. Unfortunately, the numbers painted a bit of a rough picture. Only 24% of you said that your patient access actually improved this year, while 38% of you said it stayed the same. And another 38% noted that it had actually worsened in 2023. So those of you who said that your practices improved patient access didn't actually have one standout factor to point to. Instead, you revealed like a range of influences, for example, upgrading scheduling systems within the EHR, including online check-in, and hiring more physicians and clinical staff to increase appointment availability, among others. The stat results article this week also pulls in some interesting data from MGMA's 2023 Data Drive Practice Operations Data Report. And it documents some of our members' past benchmarks and solutions during the pandemic and how that may play into patient access now. So just, you know, another part of STAT is these articles that we release after the polling. It's not just the results. Like, we pull in all kinds of things, like extra content that we've already put out, industry insights, those kinds of things. So it really pulls it together for our members to check out and maybe use in your own, you know, in your own practices. So I just wanted to note that this stat poll, we only had 338 applicable responses, and that was down from about 100 from our last few polls. So maybe there's a little holiday distraction playing into those results. And I'm sure we'll come back to this topic again and find out, you know, if this has been an anomaly or if things are looking as dire as they are for folks. We'll find out some more insights hopefully in the future. As always, you can find the stat poll results articles at the MGMA website. So from the homepage, click Practice Resources, then MGMA Stat. And as I said, these articles really pull things together. So be sure to check those out every week.
That's great information. I actually, as you mentioned this, I pulled it up right now because as you were telling us, I believe that number, if we have it right, 24% reported that patient access improved this year. We have open-ended answers there. So I want to give some people listening here, what were the reasons? What did they cite? Here are a couple of, or a few reasons here. So they said upgrading scheduling systems within the EHR, including online check-in, adopting open access scheduling models, and template modifications, changing how the referral stream is processed, and then finally, hiring more physicians and clinical staff to increase appointment availability. I'll put a caveat on that one because I know a lot of y'all, because you've given us this feedback, you might be struggling with doing that hiring of new physicians and other clinical staff. There is certainly a shortage. There's certainly a lot of competitive demand for those. So that's not an easy lift on that side of it. But those other ones, those are things, you know, changing those referral streams, adopting some different scheduling models, some different things like that. If you see some of your peers out there finding success, this is a really cool way to do that. So I think what I wanted to do was just give y'all an idea. I think you've heard this before if you listen to Weekend Review, but it's really easy to be part of this conversation. If you want to do that, if you want to hear your voice heard in our weekly polls, you sign up by texting STAT, S-T-A-T, text STAT to the number 33550 or visit mgma.com/stat. Polls will be sent to your phone via text message. It's the coolest thing. It's just so easy and it's how we all kind of interact now. It's how I talk to my daughter through texting. So I know I'd love to hear her voice occasionally, but you know, I'm just going to have to take the text. But basically, if you sign up and you're in there, you get a message on Tuesdays that asks you the stat question. And then on Thursdays, you see the results. It's as easy as that. It is really cool. And it's just so easy. And I think any of you who are working with your patients in that regard as well, probably seeing some nice uptick in appointments being made or communication about appointments, everything else. So just wanted to say that. And before we sign off, I did want to say one other thing about that. So that's how you get into MGMA Stat. If you ever want to appear on one of these podcasts, either with Colleen and me in the Weekend Review or in the Ask MGMA with myself and Christy Good or in the Member Spotlight, let us know. You can email me directly at dwilliams@mgma.com, or you can email the system at podcasts@mgma.com. It's hard to say that podcast with an S on the end, plural, podcast@mgma.com. Let us know. I'd love to interview y'all. So, or have you on here just sharing your ideas. So that's one more way we want to be interactive with you and hear what y'all are thinking. Colleen, I think you have another comment about our stat as well, though.
Oh, yeah. Just all that wonderful stuff said next week, no, because stat polling is also taking a holiday next week for the Thanksgiving holidays. So don't worry if you sign up and you don't get a notification next week. We'll be back the following week.
That is great information. Yeah, we're bragging about it and telling you all the ease of it. But then if you do sign up this week, you'll notice an interruption just this one week because we want to let everybody just enjoy time away, eating, enjoying, watching football, Black Friday shopping, whatever you like to do, you know.
Sleeping,
just resting maybe. I don't know. Whatever people do that they're – their thing for the Thanksgiving break. So as always, Colleen, thank you for putting all this information together.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
All, Yeah, so that is going to do it for this episode of MGMA's Week in Review podcast. Daniel Williams here along with Colleen Luckett. Y'all have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks,
Happy everybody. Holidays, everyone.
If you like the work we're doing, please consider becoming an MGMA member. Learn more at mgma.com/membership. The popular buzzword we've been seeing everywhere is AI. But what we all want to know is how we can implement and use it to our advantage. When it comes to improving margins, accelerating cash flow, and optimizing staff performance, there's a one-stop shop using cloud-based predictive analytics. MGMA Analytics is your AI-enabled tool that upscales technology you've already been paying for, so you can silo your disparate systems and make data-backed business decisions. Visit mgma.com/analytics and see how AI can revolutionize your finances and operations. Again, visit mgma.com/analytics today.